Sonic. I don't mind the guys dancing with my girl. 11. 12. i 13. januara direktno iz Holandije sa najvećeg evropskog muzičkog festivala Eurosonic, Katarina Epštajn od 18 do 19 na talasima Radio Beograda 1. Eurosonic.
Radio Beograd 1, 18 časova i 1 minut. Dragi slušalci, slušate Radio Beograd 1 direktno iz Holandije, iz jednog divnog grada na severu ove lepe zemlje koji se zove Groningen, koji već više godina, tačnije 26, je, kada je Evropa u pitanju, centralno mesto početkom januara spajanja muzičke industrije sa umetnicima i sa državnim radiostanicama. Tačnije, ovo je najveći događaj kada su radiostanice, državne radiostanice, članice EBO u pitanju. Tri dana ćemo mi sa vama pričati, dragi slušalci, upoznati vas sa divnim ljudima, a današnju emisiju posvetili smo pre svega festivalu da shvatimo o čemu se radi i da vidimo gde je naše mesto, obzirom da smo prvi put pozvani. U studiju u Beogradu, producent Veselin Maldaner, dizajner zvuka Darko Milosavljević, moje ime Katarina Epštajn-Dimić, a divni ljudi oko mene, ima ih dosta, su na čelu jednog divnog inženjera koji se zove Hank de Paul. Tu je i Rene, on nam pomaže sa zvuk. I odmah na početku upoznajem vas sa glavnim čovakom, programskim čovakom Nordeslaga. Sorry, ova manifestacija se zove Eurosonic Nordeslag. Kako je sve počelo? Počelo je tako pre nekih 26 godina, kada su se organizovali ovdašnji mediji da naprave jednu scenu, jaku scenu, kada je Holandija u pitanju. Kasnije se pojavila potreba i želja ostalih ljudi koji su dolazili da slušaju te razne muzičare da prosto promovišu i neke druge. I sada je praktično cela Evropska unija ovde, na čelu sa Britanijom, Francuskom i Nemačkom, Danskom, Belgijom i znate već ostalom sve zemlje. I zato na početku da posvetimo pažnju našim domaćinima koji su nas i pozvali. U studiju je Joey Ruhti. Did I say it well?
Yeah, that's correct.
Say it again, did I say it well?
Joey Ruhti.
Ok, sorry if I made a mistake.
That's all right.
Ovaj divan čovjek koji se zove Joey Ruhti je programski menadžer, programski direktor Nordeslaga. Znači ono što će se odvijati u subotu, uveče krenuli smo od pozadi. Prosto da vam predstavimo. So tell us, Joey, what is Nordeslag for our audience?
Well, Nordeslag is a festival...
I hear myself. Thank you. Nordeslag is the last night of the festival this weekend, and it's only Dutch music, while the days before we had a lot of foreign acts from everywhere from Europe, and the last day of this weekend is going to be only Dutch music bands from Holland.
Tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, Radio Belgrade 1, we have many artists from Holland here in the studio.
Oh, that's great.
Who is a member of who participated in Nordeslag.
Ah.
So tell us about more Holland's Dutch scene, music scene.
The Dutch music scene, well, it's like every music scene, I guess. It has its, it's like tight waves. So this year, because we want to program the most, you know, music from now, like what's urgent. And right now, the Dutch music scene is interesting because there's a lot of adventurous music, a lot of underground artists that are doing good for themselves and playing not only in Holland but doing shows everywhere in Europe, actually.
Let me translate a little bit. Kaže Joy da su jako zadovoljni, mogu ste i sami, pretpostavljam možda i bolje, ali prosto da vam ponovimo kako se odvija situacija kada je taj deo programa u pitanju, jer je jaka underground scena i jaka taj artistički poriv, a ja ću pokušati njemu da objasnim kao i ostalim ljudima ovde u Eurosoniku, Soniku, da je naša scena i tekako jaka. Dear, how much artists will be on Nordeslag this year?
In total, the whole weekend we have about just over 300 artists playing here in Groningen, and the last night, the one, the Noorderslag festival, the last night will be around 60 or 70 artists playing the festival.
It is a lot.
Yeah, well, you get tired after a whole weekend, I guess, because there's so many music. Yes.
Tell us more about Eurosonic. What is your impression from your side?
First of all, we're really happy to have you out here, and it's a great honor to have you broadcast from Eurosonic. And Eurosonic is mostly like a showcase festival, so a lot of new artists from everywhere in Europe come to Groningen and play for a lot of professional people that work in the music industry. So festival bookers, programmers from all over Europe, from the Glastonbury Festival to Tiget and Exit Festival. Everybody's here to look out for new music from Europe, and so they come all over here to Groningen to showcase their new music.
There was one good showcase, a band named Boys.
Yes. Oh, you already had them in the show.
I will have them now.
Ah, great. Yeah. Well, he is one of the winners of the ABBA Awards. It's a long story, but he's one of the artists that made a very good impression last year. And he's one of the winners of the ABBA Awards. I'm sure you'll get to hear from them later on.
I'm sure too. Thank you so much, Joy, to be
thank you for your hospitality. Thank you.
Every time. For 3 days you're mine here. Then come to Serbia.
I will. Thank you.
Dragi slušalci, mogli ste čujete otprilike da su svi zadovoljni, srećni što smo mi ovde. U krajnjem slučaju oni su nas i zvali. Mi i tekako ponosni što konačno postajemo deo evropske radijske mreže na pravi način. A sada ćemo da vam pustimo izvođača, jedan bend odličan koji se zove Boys, a u stvari sastoji se od dve devojke, bend iz Nemačke, i posle njih pričat ćemo vam o dodeli EBA nagrada koje se upravo sada odvija i koje dodelio Jules Holland ovde. Slušajte sastav The Boys.
You close a door and start the motor. I roll the window down. I raise my hand and wave goodbye to neighborhood, queens and clowns and children in the front yards. They hide and seek and laugh. I can almost hear you thinking, how could these days go by so fast? And no rear view could picture what we leave behind. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. A silent conversation, no words, 'cause there's no need. We let the tapes mix up the years and press repeat and press repeat. The trunk is filled with records and books and chairs and clothes. I'm smiling on surface, I'm scared as hell below, and no rear view could picture what we leave behind. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. Good morning, freedom, good night, lullabies. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. You will dry my eyes. Somehow, you're always by my side. The one who holds my kite and watches over all my flight. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. Good morning, freedom, good night, all by. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive. Drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive, darling, drive.
Slušamo divan nemački bend koji se zove The Boys. Vidite kako to zvuči fantastično. Inače, ovaj snimak je upravo sada ovde nama obezbeđen, a oni su nastupili sa pre jedno možda dva sata, tako da je vrlo ekskluzivno. Slušajte ih još malo. Sastav The Boys, inače je dobitnik EBU nagrade, a kasnije ćete čuti koji su još dobitnici, jako velika imena su inače učestvovala u tome.
All day long she's waiting for the night to ask her out, to be somebody's dad. To get lost inside a crowd where there's no need to talk because the music is so loud, till a taxi drives her back into a morning full of doubts. You can feel like part of something if you're part of the scene. You can make your life look pretty, add a little ice and gin. Wash off the makeup and prepare the aspirin. Well, you can get out of this party dress, but you can't get out of this skin. His home is where his heart is, at the parties that he roams. He tells himself he can't be lonely, 'cause he's never on his own. But all the friends he makes at night, in the morning, they are gone. And he's left with his four walls, his aching head, his silent phone. And you can feel like part of something if you're part of the scene. You can make your life look pretty, add a little ice and gin. Wash off the makeup and prepare the aspirin. Well, you can get out of this party just, but you can't get out of this skin. day long she's waiting for the night to ask her out to be somebody's dancer. And you can feel like part of something if you're part of the scene. You can make your life look pretty, add a little ice and gin, wash off the makeup and prepare the aspirin. Well, you can get out of this party just, but you can get out of feeling like you're part of something if you're part of the scene. You can make your life look pretty, add a little ice and gin, wash off the makeup and prepare the aspirin. Well, you can get out of this party just, but you can get out of this skin.
Slušamo još jednu vrlo ekskluzivnu numeru sastava The Boys, numeru koju su on upravo izveli sada. Slušate snimak direktno sa dodele Ebu nagrada. Malo do duše ranije se otvirilo da bi mi mogli vama ovde da pustimo. Izvolite.
To release me from the longest afternoon, I've rearranged parts of my living room, but time is hard to kill since I met you. I'm looking at the cars that drive on by while spring is making promises outside. Red cars are quite rare, I realize. And then I wonder which color you'd like. Seven little numbers, baby, they could be a start. Seven little numbers, baby, I know yours by heart. And whoa, oh, all the pretty things that we could be. Whoa, oh. You in every heartbeat. Whoa, oh, or ever in a dream that could come true. These numbers could be lucky for you. I watch the sky change to a darker blue. I can't think of another thing to do. And every song just makes me think of you. Because a singer sounds as if she was longing, as if she was longing too. Seven little numbers, baby, they could be a start. Seven little numbers, baby, I know yours by heart. And seven little numbers, baby, they could make a change. Seven little numbers make a fire up this flame. Things that we could be. Whoa, oh, I feel you in every heartbeat. Whoa, oh, or ever in a dream it could come true. These numbers could be lucky for you. I read your name on every wall, on every wall. Tell me, is there a cure for me at all, for me at all? Tell me, I read your name on every wall, on every wall. Tell me, is there a cure for me at all, for me at all? Whoa, oh, all the pretty things that we could be. Whoa, oh, I feel you in every heartbeat. Whoa, oh. True, these numbers could be lucky for you. Whoa, oh. Whoa, oh. These numbers could be lucky for these numbers could.
Thank you very much.
Slušajte Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena sa severa Holandije, gde se održava divan festival koji se zove Eurosonic, glavni festival kada je muzička industrija u pitanju, koji se bavi razmenom muzičkih talenata, kako bi oni rekli, i to se događa na više nivoa, pred svega predstavljanjem na radiostanicama, na državnim radiostanicama koje su članice EBU-a i Srbije, članica EBU-a, tako da je Radio Beograd ovde i tekako pozvan i dobro primljen. Dalje, razvija se na festivalima, saradnjom sa festivalima evropskim, od Eurosonika, u Eurosoniku se nalaze ovde trenutno u Groningenu svi predstavnici festivala, od Glastonberija preko Sigeta, pa i naših sa Exita i raznih drugih, prosto da bi se procenili koji su to muzičari, obzirom da ih ovde ima preko 300, koji bi mogli da predstavljaju nove nade, novu energiju i novu muzičku scenu, koja će jako lepo podržati staru. Radi se o dobrim, kvalitetnim muzičarima, ne bilo kakvim, dragi slušatelji. Tim povodom su ustanovljene i nagrade, koje se zove European Border Breakers Awards. Šta to u stvari znači? Po bukvalnom prevodu, evropska razmena, evropska nagrada probijanja granica, jer upravo se radi o muzičarima koji su već uspeli da iz svojih zemalja naprave jednu lepu muzičku karijeru, ne samo u Evropi, nego i u svetu. Tokom godina te nagrade su primili, znači EBA nagradu su primili i Darkness, Thrill, sastav Chillers iz Irske, Katie Melua, Damien Rice, starih Dolores Riordan, znamo je kao pevačicu Cranberries, i mnogi drugi razni, Corinne Bell Ray, na primjer, dragi slušalci, Adele, trenutno vrlo aktuelna, Zaz, koju ste voljeli u Novom Sadu da gledate. A ove godine dobitnici nagrade su, dakle, upravo sastav The Boys, ima ih više, koje su te malo preuspili da se čujete upravo sa njihovog živog izvođenja, jer se odvija ceo dan, danas je dan posvećen nagradama, ceo dan se odvijaju nastupi. Instrumental koji čujete, koji ide sve vrijeme, pripada sastavu Elektroguzi, to je austrijski elektroband, nešto kasnije ćete čuti te momke, trio je u pitanju, koji rade instrumentalnu muziku, oni kažu tehno, međutim jako baziraju na sviranju sa živim instrumentima. Eurosonic je jedna manifestacija koja traje 26 godina, dragi slušalci. I kako je sve počelo, to smo malo pre pokušali da objasnimo, sve je počelo sa predstavljanjem holandske scene u okviru Nordeslaga i nekoliko glavnih ljudi od samog početka tu. Jedan od njih je Peter Schmidt, koga ste imali prilike već da čujete na talasima Radio Beograda 1, on je kreativni direktor, nešto kasnije ćete ga čuti ponovo. Drugi nama jako značajan, koji je obezbedio i studio i uslove za rad i snimke i sve što nam treba, je divan čovek, glavni inženjer Eurosonica, koji se zove Hank van de Poel. I on je moj sledeći gost. Hank, welcome to Radio Belgrade 1.
Thank you very much.
Let me put your microphone.
Okay, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
My pleasure is all mine. I told our audience about Eurosonic. What you told me, it started 26 years ago with the Nordeslag, and you are from the beginning here.
Yes, absolutely.
When you remember first show, first showcase, and now, what is your impression? Tell us everything you want.
Oh, that's very difficult. It grew from year to year, it's becoming bigger and bigger. We started with four bands on one evening in one building, and we are now ending up with 45 different locations with more than 200 bands on one evening.
It is amazing.
And it's three evenings after each other.
And whole town is a concert podium.
Yes, absolutely. Every little pub, every cafe, the big restaurants, but also the Stad Schouwburg, which you call a museum, there is something going on. And there's something going on in pubs. But even on the Grote Markt, it's a grand square, there's an open-air podium with more than 3,000 spectators.
Wonderful. For us, for a radio station, you are the main engineer here, and we have to deal with you.
Yes.
So how many radio stations are this year?
How many radio stations? Yeah. We are broadcasting live to 9 different countries. From Serbia to Iceland, Finland, Denmark, Germany, England, Belgium, France.
A to, dragi slušalci, mogli ste čujete u kako lepo društvo smo ušli. Dakle, pored radio Beograda, ovde i BBC, i državni radio Danske, Holandije, naravno, Irske, Islanda, Belgije i tako dalje. It is rather hard to put all the lines here because you have to deal across the whole Holland.
Yes.
Can you explain us?
Well, it's not so hard, but it's more efficient to share the lines because lines are pretty expensive. And if we order them in advance and divide them among the different broadcasters, you all can share the costs.
Yeah.
And these days the ISDN lines are more or less disappearing in Holland, so we are now on the digital platforms. And everything goes via Hilversum Alma, our master control.
Yeah, yeah. Where is master control?
Mm-hmm. Where?
Where is master?
It's in Hilversum.
Hilversum. Dakle, registrušnici nema vezu direktnih, nego na pola Holandije u Hilversumu je jedna veza, onda digitalno se prenosi. To zna naš Dragan Šćepanić, kome se takođe zahvaljujemo, koji je glavni kada je razmena naša u pitanju, tako da se čujemo na Radio Beogradu jednom s pomoći ta dva momka. And I want to ask you something else.
Mm-hmm.
You look many concerts here. What is in your memory now when I say to you Eurosonic?
Oh, from Eurosonic?
Yeah.
Well, there were big festive parties from the Spanish country, which were very
really?
Good. And there was a group from Moldavia, Zop Di Dup, which broke through 1 year later. And that was a very big event. It was an event at its own.
Yes, I can believe. In real life, when Eurosonic stops, you are in an exchange program.
Yes.
Tell us more about this.
Well, I'm responsible in the Netherlands for all international program exchanges. Radio, which means that we are sharing radio programs, mostly music, because hardly anybody speaks Dutch, from the field of classical music, from pop and rock music, from big band, folk music, jazz music. And it's broadcast in the Netherlands as concerts from abroad, and we are sending to other countries our recordings, be it on special request or as an offer.
To je jedan od dogovora, dragi slušatelji, koji smo uspeli da postignemo, dakle, u okviru razmene, da materijal iz Holandije dođe u Srbiju i Srbije u Holandiju. I just translated a little bit
That's
what you say. Are you tired?
No, not yet. It's the first day only. We have to go through until Saturday. So on Sunday morning, when you ask me, are you tired? The answer will be yes.
I will ask you surely every day. Thank you so much for
You're
being
welcome.
Here.
Have lots of fun. And it's great to have you here on board as one of the first countries from Eastern Europe.
Yes.
It's great. We are proud.
I'm proud.
Oh, well.
Too.
So, both.
Jedna od prvih zemalja iz Istočne Evrope, ako ne i prva, dragi slušalci, to smo upravo mi. Prošle godine mislim da je bila Bosna i Hercegovina kada da snime određeni deo TV show, ali prvi put kada Istočna Evropa u pitanju, državna radio stanica Srbije se našla na ovoj velikoj manifestaciji, najveći kada je muzička industrija u pitanju i najveći kada su državne radio stanice u pitanju. E, pričala sam vam, dakle, o ovom divnom sastavu Elektroguzi koji se čuje ispod nas i oni su dobitnici EBA Awarda i sada ćemo da vam pustimo upravo kako su zvučili pre nekih 3 sata. I mnogo vam hvala. Dear Hen, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Night.
love, but for reasons unknown, you said I was too far. I fell again, I was too close up. Then you said it was over. I really tried when I said I did my best. I guess you thought you'd do the rest. We will meet in the corner, 'cause together it's warmer. Shake me up from the dreams life is only worth when you give it away, and when it's done you've learned there's nothing that's greater.
Predivno, dragi slušalci, stvari je bio band Ewart and the Two Dragons, oni su iz Estonije i mnogo lepo zvuče, tako da ćemo vam pustiti još neku pesmu. A Elektroguzi ide još uvijek ispod nas, stalno kad budemo pričali, oni su naš omiljeni instrumentalni band odavde sa Eurosonic festivala. Inače, imali smo prilike da pričamo i da intervjuišemo i možda meni najomiljeniju Anu Calvi i iz Velike Britanije, veliki izvođač za koju je Brian Eno rekao da je od Patti Smith nije pojavila tako dobra pevačica, i Sela su definitivno favorit naš beogradski koji često i puštamo, belgijska pevačica. A sad ćemo da čujemo još malo kako su pre jedno stvarno 3 sata zvučili Ewart and the Two Dragons, jedan divan sastav iz Holandije, Estonije.
Despite the love for her, he couldn't keep her from leaving again. She had to do it. She cried in the night, she got her flowers in the daytime. She tried to forget the past and all her past crimes. Despite the love for her, couldn't keep her from leaving again. She had to do it. A Peter shoot a good man down, me without warning. Broken hearted on the ground, like the others before him. Her burden heavy as a rock, ain't nobody gonna stop her. Thank you.
She got no flowers in the daytime. He gave up the fight while she was out committing new crimes. Despite the love for her, he couldn't keep her from leaving again. She had to do it.
Slušate Radio Beograd 1 uživo iz Groningena u Holandiji sa festivala Eurosonic, najvećeg trenutnog sajma kada je muzička industrija u pitanju, i morate da se složite da su sve divne numere i fini izvođači. Preporučujem vam još jednom da odslušamo ovaj divan band iz Estonije koji baš nema tradiciju, to je zemlja koja nema tradiciju rock'n'rolla. Poli lepa folk pesma, svašta se tu desilo, što su nove generacije. You Wait on the and the Two Dragons je ime grupe.
Turn you down. There's nothing you could say.
me.
I'm Jolene. Why can't you see? I'm Jolene. You count out on me. So don't you worry over me. Oh, Jolene. It ain't no fight you could ever win. You shall see. She'll go to war with you over me. Oh, Jolene. It ain't no fight you could ever win. You shall see. She'll go to war.
Služite Radio Beograd 1, direktno iz Groningena iz Holandije. Ovde ćemo tri dana vam ponuditi tri žive emisije. Sada je 18.42 minuta i pokušavanju da nekako uspemo da vam približimo šta je u stvari Eurosonic. Opet smo našli jednog divnog gosta. Radi se o prvom čoveku 3FM radija, to je glavni državni holandski radio i on se zove Ben Houdijk. Ben, did I spell it right?
Yes, Ben Houdijk. It's quite difficult to pronounce, but you're correct. Yes.
No, it is not for you. Just no, for me. I'm the stupid one here.
Well,
you're the clever one.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me here.
My pleasure.
To speak with the Belgrade and Serbian audience. You work at the, and you are the main, the best and the biggest radio station here.
Youth orientated radio in Holland, and we're one of the biggest in the target audience from 16 to 35. That's correct.
35, yeah. Yeah. You can now set to 45. Now the borders are different.
Correct. Everybody who is interested in pop music can listen, of course. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. How radio station can help Eurosonic? Or talents, young. Is radio still important in the music industry?
Oh yes, I do believe it's very important because what radio can do is it can break new artists to become a well-known artist by playing them a lot, by giving them a lot of support, and which is exactly what we do here with the festival Eurosonic, getting all the new talent from all over Europe to Groningen and giving them a place and a stage and to perform and to let them to listen to by a lot of people, not only if you see them here in the venues in Groningen, but mostly and very importantly on the radio, like yourself, spreading the message from here Groningen to Serbia. And like all the other radio stations are doing as well, we have people from England, from Germany, from Denmark, from all over Europe, giving that new talent a place to shine.
Da, dragi slušalci, pitali smo Bena koliko je uopšte radio još uvijek važan za muzičku industriju. On kaže i tekako da jeste, i da bez radio programa i radio stanica prosto muzika ne može da žive. Mi smo tu da prezentujemo, da plasiramo ono što mislimo da je da je kvalitetno pre svega i zato smo se ovde i okupili, zato Eurosonic i baca najveću pažnju radio stanicama. Nešto kasnije čućete i uopšte kako se finansira Eurosonic, to je ono što je nas zanimalo i gde je mesto Srbije kada je razmena, ta kulturna razmena i razmena muzičkih talenata u pitanju. A sada ću pitati Bena, znam da pričaju ovde svi njegove kolege i ostali da je vrlo dobar fotograf. Te vidim šta je to radio u poslednje vreme. I know that you are a good photographer.
Yes, thank you.
did you some photos here?
Oh yeah, I did already. We started the Wednesday is like a slow start with the festival, and we had some excellent sessions already. And,
yes.
And I took a few photographs this afternoon. Yeah.
What did you like? Did you go to Labatasi?
What I really
for
like
today.
Because I like James Vincent McMorrow.
Yes, I like.
Oh, it's brilliant! You know?
Wonderful, amazing.
I think his first album was the very big album from last year.
Yes,
you have it here, and he's such a remarkable singer, with a brilliant voice.
Yes, later I will give you one performance of him. Dakle, pitala sam ga šta mu se najviše sviđalo danas i tu su nam se ukusi poklopili. James Vincent McMorrow nije nepoznato lice kada je Evropa u pitanju, ima fantastičan debut album Early in the Morning koji ima odlične kritike, a boga mi je dobro prošao kada su koncertne aktivnosti u pitanju. Uradili smo intervju sa njim, tako da ćemo zajedno sa vama, dragi slušaci, preslušavati njegov album, jako lepo delo. Ben se bavi inače i dobrotvornim radom, koliko sam razumela. Postoji nekoliko sektora u Evropi, pa čak i u Keniji. Jednom godišnje prijave se dvojica DJ-a koja što duže mogu piju samo vodu i puštaju muziku i prikupljaju pare. Sve pare idu u dobrotvorne svrhe i sada ćemo da pitamo gde odu pare i koliko je skupio ove godine. I know you work with the two DJs, with Just the Water, who drink Just the Water and play music for the money, for the good cause.
Tell
us more about that.
Well, it's something we invented like 8 years ago. It's called Serious Request, and we put three DJs in a studio somewhere on a square in Holland, of a big city, and for 6 days in a row, and they play music for money. So you can phone in and request a song and give 10 euros or 25 euros or whatever you can spare. And well, this started as a little event, and now it's one of the biggest events in Holland, which is great because it puts radio on a very nice spot.
Useful.
Everybody listens in and watches it.
Yeah. Kao što ste čuli, zarade oni mnogo para. Tako. This year you have 3 million euros or something like that.
8.6 million.
8.6.
Yes.
Dakle, dragi slušaci, 8.6 miliona evra, to je jedan od najčanijih, kaže, dobrotvornih poduhvata u cijeloj Holandiji. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I will hear you all the time. Later I will give you as a present and our audience too that wonderful James Vincent McMorrow. And see you later here.
Sure. See you around.
Thank you so much. Podignite me. Dragi slušalci, evo 10 je do 7, već vreme brzo prolazi kada se sa vama družimo. Htjeli bi da vam pustimo kratko prvu informaciju gde je mesto Srbije i ko finansira ovo. Zato smo pričali sa jednom finom damom i otkrili da je u Evropskoj uniji tekako iza ovoga. Anne Branch je naša sagovornica, šefica programa kulturnih aktivnosti u okviru Evropske komisije i sektora za obrazovanje i kulturu, koja i finansijski podržava Eurosonic konferenciju.
Dear Anna, so we can start talking. First of all, thank you. You are the first in my interview, but the most exclusive one. I was waiting for you for these 2 days, so I'm the lucky one here. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very happy to meet you.
Hey, me too. More than happy. When did you come here in Groningen?
I arrived yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you tired?
No, I'm excited. I'm glad. You know, it's fourth year running here, so I'm excited because I know it's a great event tonight. So,
what do you expect at least for tonight?
It's going to be a wonderful ceremony, and you're going to see some amazing talent.
Ona kaže će vidjeti večeras mnogo dobrih evropskih talenata.
Really deserves to be better known, and that's what this prize is about. It's about flagging up the fact that we have so much musical talent in Europe that isn't circulating.
Koji zaslužuju da budu mnogo poznati. Jer poenta jeste da postoji mnogo muzičkih talenata u Evropi koji slabo cirkulišu međusobno po celoj Evropi.
Still to break into foreign markets, and we see there's unfortunately very little circulation of music from one European country to another, let alone beyond Europe. And we think this is a big missed opportunity and an important issue to address economically, culturally, but also in terms of bringing people together, because music is a unique unifying force. So we're trying to do something about that, make it visible that Europe really has got talent that really deserves to be better known, and we hope that in time it will lead to far more European musicians achieving pan-European and global success than do at the moment.
Yeah, there is a strange situation in
I sada ćemo mi da pitamo nju gde je mesto Srbije, obzirom da je postala gozdana zavesa i to je velika nesreća Evropi, međutim i u Srbiji i u celoj Jugoslaviji i bivšoj smo i tekako se bavili popularnom kulturom i rock'n'rollom, tako da imamo veliku tradiciju i mnogo talentovane ljude, ali ne znamo na koji način mogu naši srpski muzičari da naprave karijeru i da dođu do publike u celoj Evropi.
But wonderful talents, yeah. Better than, for example, Poland, who is the big country, and I don't know, how can we manage this situation?
Yeah, well, we're aware that in this particular sector, there is a lack of structures in some of these countries to support artists. And we would really love to see more winners coming from these countries, but we see that there is a shortage because we think the support structures aren't there.
Oni pokušavaju da naprave, kao što ste mogli da čujete, strukturu i nadaju se da će da zaživi takvo jedno funkcionisanje u budućnosti. Bilo je to Anne Branch i sad, dragi slušatelji, izgleda moramo da privodimo emisiju kraju. Boga mi se približilo, svašta smo hteli da vam pustimo. Evo za kraj, da vas pozdravimo sve, da vam zakažemo sutra druženje isto na talasima Radio Beograda 1. I za kraj vam puštamo tog divnog momka Jamesa Vincenta McMurroa, koji je zasijao danas upravo sa izvođenja od pre nekoliko sati. Prijetno, dragi slušalci, pozdravlja vas Katarina Epstein direktno iz Groningena u Holandiji.
And so we go.